Ein Leben in Abhängigkeit von einem Fluss, von einem Grenzfluss, um genau zu sein, der Alltag geprägt von seinem dunklen Wasser. Der Grenzfluss zwischen Mexiko und den USA trägt genauso viele verschiedene Namen wie die Vielzahl der Menschen, durch deren Leben sich der Grenzfluss zieht. Rio Grande, Rio Bravo, Atmahau Pakmat.
Yo soy Manuel Rodríguez Villa. Me dedico aquí a elaborar adobes.
Auf beiden Seiten des Flusses liegen Dörfer, vom wirtschaftlichen Fortschritt abgehängte Dörfer. Es ist ein Leben für die Tradition, ein Alltag in der sengenden Wüste Chihuahuas. Das kostbare Wasser des Grenzflusses macht die Herstellung der Lehmsteine erst möglich.
La diez.
Cameron Quevedo ist ein Filmemacher aus San Diego in Kalifornien. Sein dokumentarischer Kurzfilm Atmahau Pakmat dreht sich um die Herstellung von Lehmsteinen im mexikanischen Grenzgebiet. Dafür überquerte er des Öfteren die Grenze zwischen Mexiko und den USA.
Where are you guys going?
Presidio.
Where are you guys coming from?
Ojinaga. We're making a film with these guys back here. We're all in one car together. Yeah, and a film about adobe. Adobe bricks?
Like how to make adobe bricks? Or?
Yeah, yeah. There's a tradition of adobe houses in this region. We visited a couple of places here in Presidio and then crossed over and spent the rest of the day in Ojinaga.
Atmahau Pakmat lief auf dem diesjährigen Doc Film Festival in Leipzig. Cameron Quevedo war selbst auch da.
The film is called Atmahau Pakmat. It is essentially a poetic exploration of the borderlands between the U.S. and Mexico, seen through the lens of a family of adobe masons, so a family that makes adobe bricks and sells them for buildings, for houses, for walls. At the beginning of the film, we learn a little bit more about the history of the present-day U.S.-Mexico border, that in 1848, Mexico seceded about 55% of its territory, and the border was moved to the Rio Grande, which is the river that divides present-day United States and Mexico. In Mexico, they don't call it the Rio Grande, they call it the Rio Bravo. That got me thinking about different names for this river. Rivers and water has always been a kind of a site and source of life, and so there have been people in this area, living in this area for millennia. And so Atmahau Pakmat is the Carrizo name. The Carrizo are one of the indigenous peoples from the region. And it's a way to recall that as well, that our sense of history is relatively short. And what we experience now, we assume that it has always been that way ever since. And if you look at the river and the different names that it's had and that it has, you can really realize that that's not the case.
Die Herstellung der Lehmsteine ist eine sehr langsame Arbeit. Zuerst wird der Lehmschlamm in rechteckige Formen aus Holz gepresst und per Hand oben glatt gestrichen. Dann wird die Holzform nach oben abgehoben. Die rechteckigen Steine trocknen dann langsam in der Sonne. Der Film zeigt diesen Prozess fast in Echtzeit. Das hat schon etwas Meditatives.
Their work is very noble and I think they have a lot of pride in it, that even though each individual brick isn't worth much, this is something that has been passed down in their family for a very long time. So I think there's a lot of pride and a lot of honor in that work. I think in regards to the pacing, the kind of subtext of this film is very dense. You know, there's a lot about politics, there's a lot about life, there's a lot about history, and I found myself really in preparing for this film and developing this film feeling incredibly overwhelmed by the number of kind of different paths that could be taken, the number of different points of focus, different foci. So I think in really slowing down the cinematic process, slowing down cinematic time for me helped me sift through some of that. And also the film is an invitation to the audience to do that as well, to kind of readjust their sense of time and be able to slip in to maybe more relaxed viewing experience or one that is at least open to allowing time to flow.
Atmahau Atmahao Pakmat begleitet ein Familienunternehmen. Das scheint aus drei älteren Männern zu bestehen. Gemeinsam sind sie an der Herstellung der Lehmsteine beteiligt. Einer von ihnen sehr alt, ein anderer im Rollstuhl. Die Motivation des Filmemachers, sich mit dem Alltag im Grenzgebiet zu beschäftigen, ist eher eine politische.
The first inspiration for the film is really to visualize a space that not a lot of people have experience with and to get them to think about these spaces in a new way. One of the things, living in the United States and having family from Mexico, I've spent a lot of time in both countries, and currently, specifically, if you look at the language and the rhetoric around Mexico and around the border that Donald Trump is spewing and others, the border is a very misunderstood place, and I think oftentimes the people that have the strongest feelings are the people that are the least informed.